It's good to have you back today, or perhaps you're joining us for the first time. Welcome. Yesterday, I opened the broadcast by telling you that I accept the Bible to be the truth. I believe that when the Bible speaks, God speaks, and whatever God says is true. So since the Bible is God speaking, that makes the Bible true. And I'm not going to defend to you why I believe this, at least not yet. I am aware of the criticisms on the credibility of the biblical text, but the reason that I am not going to start counter-arguing those criticisms now is because God doesn't start at the beginning with those. God doesn't see himself as needing to defend himself as he presents himself in the Bible. He simply lays out who he is. He starts at the beginning and narrates his own story. God self-reveals and then anticipates that you and I will take what he says about himself, and we will either accept him or reject him. So God is matter of fact. God is what you see is what you get. God is perfectly comfortable within his own perfection. He's not begging us, sort of pleading with us on hands and knees to bow to him. God is saying, this is who I am. And so with that in mind, we started at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God. And we paused there in our reading, and I said that God presents himself as existing. God is unequivocal, unmistakable, indisputable. Here I am. Personally, I'm mesmerized by how profound this is. Like all of you, there's a first time when I came to the Bible to read it for myself. So I picked it up, I opened to the first page and read, in the beginning, God. And my eyes went wide, and my mind was suddenly very alert to the reality of God. There he was. These four words are the greatest of any opening words ever written to anyone, about anything, or about anyone. Here I am, and there he is. Though I could hardly make sense of it, little me way down here, and God far beyond me, far above me, and yet he came off the page and brought me into his life and confronted me with this. He, God, is. My response to those four words, in the beginning, was not, is there a God? But rather, this is God. This was confrontation. God saying, here I am. And since then, I have not been able to shake him. And of course, I would never, ever want to be without his constant and abiding presence in my life. And so I ask, who is God? What is the nature and character of God? We can put it this way. What is God like? Getting to know him is now possible, for he has told us about himself in writing. And so as we begin to answer that question, I'm taking the rest of this week to say more about God's existence. Yesterday I said that God is one. There is one God. Notice the name God. It's not God's plural, but God's singular. God is one. He is all that exists in the beginning. There is no other divine being. There are not multiple gods. Only G-O-D, God. There are no human persons. Only God exists in the beginning. At the end of yesterday's broadcast, I did prompt us with a stimulating question. How did God get there in the beginning? Since God is all that exists in the beginning, how did he get there? Now, to answer this, I will tell you that I believe God actually exists before the beginning. The very first reality we learn about God is that God exists, and he exists before the beginning. Now, don't change the station. Perhaps this sounds too philosophical or theological for this time in the afternoon when you still don't even know what you're going to have for dinner. But stick with me here. My intention is not to confuse you, but to clarify for you these first four words of Genesis 1. In order for God to be at the beginning, then God must be before the beginning. Let me repeat that. In order for God to be at the beginning, then God must be before the beginning. Think of it this way. If you were describing to me a long road trip that you and your family took back in the summer, Wow, the summer, that seems like a very long time ago now, doesn't it? But you might say to me, in the beginning, I'm driving down 93 South. And I would automatically assume that you existed before the beginning in your story. In order for your story to have a beginning, you must have already been there. And in my mind, you're driving down 93 because you pre-exist before you get behind the wheel of your minivan. According to the Bible, God exists before the beginning. The text does not say, after the beginning, God. It says, in the beginning, God. So at the start, whenever that start is, there is God. Now let me explore another way to say this. See if you follow. To do this, let me read just one more word from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created. Yesterday, we stopped at in the beginning, God. But if we read one more word, we will learn that God created. We'll get to what and who he created another day. But for now, notice that God existed before God created. So we can say that God pre-existed. Before the creation, God. God is pre-existing, and he exists before anyone else. He exists before anything else. Before the creation, God is. Let me share with you three reasons why this is important. Today, we'll start exploring these and then continue tomorrow and Friday. Perhaps you'll have other reasons beyond the ones I give, and if so, you can write to me with those. The first reason the pre-existence of God is important is that God has no beginning. The second reason the pre-existence of God is important is that it demonstrates that you and I are not God. And the third reason the pre-existence of God is important is that, ironically, his pre-existence proves his existence. God's pre-existence proves his existence. Now, if you miss those, I'll give them to you again as we move along. The first reason the pre-existence of God is important is that God has no beginning. God has no beginning. What do I mean by this? Well, I mean the following. No human person and no other divine being created God. God is uncreated. He simply exists. Listen to the words of Psalm 90, verse 2, also in the Bible's Old Testament, as the author addresses God. Psalm 90, verse 2, before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And then, let us return to the opening words of Genesis. In the beginning, God. God is alone. There is no person. There's no other divine being. So that because only God exists, he must be uncreated. The truth is, he has always existed and he will always exist. There is no beginning and there is no end to God. The psalmist puts it, from everlasting to everlasting. Not only does God exist present, but he has always existed past, and he will always exist future. So whether you talk about the past, the present, or the future, you cannot talk about any of these time periods without including the existence of Almighty God. God is not born. We cannot give God birth. God does not die, and we cannot kill God. We cannot start God. We cannot stop God. We have no power over him. We have no control over him. We did not make him. Rather, he made us. And neither is some sort of other divine power able to do these things to God. Why? Because contrary to the incessant insistence of popular ideas that circle around the culture today, there is no other God. There are no other gods. There's only one God, and he exists. He had no beginning. He has no end. He has no rival. He's not competing with another deity or other deities. They don't exist. Well, we have to pause here, but I hope you'll be with us for the rest of the week, perhaps inviting a friend or a person with whom you've had conversations about God to join us at this same time tomorrow. As a Christian, I have accepted that God alone is at the beginning. I believe he pre-exists, but I'm certainly willing to give some engagement to those of you who resist this perspective in your own thinking. And hopefully what I share with all of you will at the very least prompt you to go deeper in your own understanding of who God is. For those of you Christians listening, have you thought about the existence and the pre-existence of God? Many of you have not spent much time pondering this. Hopefully our time together will assist you in learning one of the most basic truths about our great and almighty God. He has always existed. And for believers, I want to ask each and every one of you to pray for me. Please pray for me. Ask the Lord to give me wisdom to present who God is clearly and accurately. Please join together with me in praying for God is. And I want to thank you in advance for doing so. And I want to thank all of you for your time today. I invite you to think with me on these things. Although most of you will now return to think about what you're going to have for dinner, which is great. I hope that you're going to get a balanced meal. I guess we all got to throw some veggies on the plate and actually swallow them, but also make sure that you taste a little something sweet. Enjoy it. And then plan to be back with me tomorrow as we continue our conversation about God's existence right here on God Is.